All right, Mum, calm the farm. It's a rite of passage for any young man.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it Mr. Clean Skin?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it is 10 years.
I didn't have to get one.
Well, we're talking about the fact that earlier this week, my 20-year-old son decided to let a criminal loose and graffiti his skin.
Okay, to clarify what Mum's trying to say, and we're going to use the word Mum here.
Yes.
Luke got a tattoo from a professional tattooist.
Correct.
A criminal who graffitied the canvas of his body.
It's all perspective, isn't it?
It is.
It's all where you're coming from. Are you coming from Uncle Steve or your Mum?
Well, you don't have tattoos.
I like the fact that he put it on Instagram. Rather than tell you.
Well,
that's
look,
how he shows Tanya anything he does.
Absolutely.
New haircuts, new anything. Yeah. It's just on Instagram and you just hit it and go.
Yeah. Oh.
Basically on his Insta story too, so Tanya's only got 24 hours to see it too, so she does have to make sure she checks
Can you imagine that time she pops up and his wedding's on there?
What?
Well, look, the story does go like this. We have been in discussion.
Right.
And I've told you too.
Yes. Yeah,
he has wanted to get a tattoo for a while. Mm. He wanted a particular thing and we've talked around it. Something happened to him on the weekend and the word believe became very important to him.
Mm-hmm.
So he shelved the plans that he's had for a couple of years now and he wanted a very simple, tiny little believe, just the letters.
Which I think is nice.
Well, it's acceptable in the world of tattoos, but, and here's where Mum got her own back.
Ah.
Yeah.
He was in the car after said tattoo. We didn't actually know whether he was going to go ahead with it because we'd talked all day.
Yeah.
You're right. I did see it on Instagram.
Yeah.
So I rang him and said, hey, how about a photo? Your dad and I are curious.
Yeah.
You obviously went ahead with it. So he sends the photo of Believe and I rang him back and he's in the car with all of his mates.
Okay.
And I just simply said, hey, Believe is actually spelled B-E-L-I-V-E, whatever it is. And I didn't stuff it up.
Yeah. No. I before E-I-E.
I assure you she was better on the phone.
I was. And he's like, no, it's spelt correctly. I'm going, no, you've spelt your tattoo wrongly. So the whole car went silent. Whole car. And I hung up, by the way.
Yep.
And then I rang back and went, punked! Hung up again. So Mum got her own back.
Well done, you mature Mum.
I know.
Good stuff.
Funny you say that. I was going to say, my, didn't you handle that well?
Hey, I got him, though. You did second guess it.
You would definitely go, shh.
Your son.
Ashton Mama, they call me.
But you would start to question it if your mum rings you and goes, no, trust me. You will. Wait a second. No, wait.
So anyway, my baby boy is no longer a clean skin.
Well, he's been scarred by a criminal.
He has.
As you've put it.
Graffitied, no less.
You know what everyone says once they get a tat?
Oh, they're addictive.
He said it already.
They're addictive.
He said it already. He said, geez, I like that.
Yeah.
That feeling.
Okay. Ooh. And so it'll be the big neck tattoo coming next?
I don't think so.
Well, he did ask for a photo of me. I'm presuming it'll be a back tattoo.
Hey, if you get a photo of you on his skin before I get I love my mum in a big red heart, there'll be hell to pay.
Oh, no, she'll punk me too.
It's Tanya and Steve. This is Triple M. Morning.